This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The new leader of the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association says he's looking forward to continuing the work of the organization. Andy Bishop from Nelson County says it's an honor to serve as president in 2023.
I've worked a long time to be involved in this organization and just kind of take on a role of service, being service to our cattle industry. So it's rewarding to be in this position, to carry on being a servant for the industry and representing our cattle producers across this country.
Bishop says he's looking forward to being the voice the cattle industry in the state.
Really just getting out and meeting our producers and being that voice for the cattle industry across the state and for those producers and really feeling what their needs are and seeing how we can work as an association to benefit them.
His advice for cattle producers in Kentucky, keep on raising quality beef.
It's just like gambling for us, but it's something that we wouldn't trade for anything. And if I could give them one piece of advice, is stay the course. You were raised to do these things and bring on the future generations and let them see by leadership what you're doing.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment all under one roof. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's as big as ever. February 15th through the 18th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Cattlemen's Association President Andy Bishop says one of his key focuses is advocating for the proposed Agriculture Education Center.
Not only do we have to feed the other 99%, but we've got to educate them. So that education center gives us an opportunity not only to educate our own about the different practices that are going on, the processors that are processing the meat in our state.
He adds consumer education is also important.
It's easy for them to see on social media or some other source for them to develop an idea about what it is we're doing because they're not getting the exact information. It's up to them to hear it from us directly.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.